Hello, dear friends. Yesterday, I had another session with Sandy Bundy online, a shamanic session, and it was, again, a very strong one. So before we go into that, I would like to tell you something about synchronicity. So most of you have not only heard of synchronicity or serendipity, as it is sometimes called, but many of you have experienced it in your own life. And in the book I published last year, Unity in Everything That Is, I have a few pages about it. It was Carl Jung, the famous Swiss psychiatrist, who formulated this law for the first time, really, in 1929. And he mentioned it to Einstein when Einstein was visiting Carl Jung in his home. And immediately Einstein felt that he was onto something. And if you don't know what the experience is, it's as if certain accidents that you are part of, on a deep level inside, you feel that it couldn't possibly be accidental, that there is a deep meaning behind it. And what I find interesting is that, so here we are, less than 100 years after Carl Jung formulated this, but now many, many people that I know have dozens and dozens of examples of this in their own lives. And of course, myself, I certainly have had my fair share of it. And I think a case can be made that this experience is part of the evolution of consciousness on the planet. And shamans certainly have been aware of this phenomenon for a long time. And one could say that Carl Jung maybe was a bit of a shaman too. So now back to Sandy and myself and a shaman friend, Johan, in Belgium. So last Sunday, I recorded the podcast where I introduced you to Sandy's dragon, called Imra'am. The next morning, I received a very beautiful, touching email from Johan. So he had opened the podcast the night before. And here it comes. Exactly 5 years on the same day, May 10th, 2015, his 17-year-old son drowned in a tragic accident that happened while he was with the Boy Scouts. He was being treated medically for another day and then passed away. And of course, each anniversary is hard for Johan, his family. And so they had just on Sunday commemorated this event, this five-year anniversary with the Scouts. And as he came home, he found that there was a shamanic podcast. And the name of his son, unbeknownst to me, was, maybe I should say is, Imra'am. I mean, you can understand that Johan and Sandy and me were deeply moved by such an example of synchronicity. Actually, I was shaken by it when I read his email. And you know, I love Johan. I knew about this event. I didn't know the name of his son. And it's just so humbling to be part of a strange and meaningful sequence of events, you know? Because I even remember when I posted the podcast, whether I should put Imra'am in the title, and I got a nudge to do so. And I'm sure that's why Johan opened the podcast. So yesterday, to shift gears here, yesterday, I had a session with Sandy online, which we had planned before. And Sandy's intention was to make sense of the current virus situation and to journey towards that. It became a very, very emotional journey again for her. And I feel privileged to share her report that she taped during the session. And I have already... Helene has already put the podcast of the shamanic aspect onto my site. Sandy calls her journey Evolutionary Leap. I go down to the lower world, and Buffalo is there, waiting for me. Dear Buffalo, I have come to you today to ask for some help in understanding the evolution of mankind at this time, during these challenges. I sense that there is an evolution about to occur, and I would like to understand more about that. I wonder if you can help me, or take me to someone who can help me. He motions for me to get upon his back, and I do. We jump into the ethers and head out through the stars, where I greet my star friends. We go up into an area that is light in color. Normally, when we are out into the ethers, it is very dark, but this time it is light, like a light gray cloud. It is a comforting, calming, very pleasant experience of feeling no pressure and no worries. It's a feeling of deep peace. Coming out of the light gray cloud, there is a temple, very similar from the front view to the Parthenon in Greece. There's a white marble temple surrounded by golden light. It's a very large temple, but I do not see any people there. I see into the temple through the pillars, and there are 12 texts on pedestals inside. Buffalo, may I see these texts and understand them? He says, certainly, you may approach. I do, and without understanding why, tears are streaming down my face in ordinary reality. The deep, deep wisdom of these texts is mind-blowing. It is so humbling that I am moved emotionally. The books are extremely old, and the edges of the pages are brown with age. I am unable to decipher these books, but seeing them brings deep emotion to me. These books are sacred texts. I'm humbled and honored in their presence to be able to bear witness to them. I'm uncertain as to what they hold, but it feels like the wisdom of all creation is here. The white marble building around me appears to be brand new, but I understand it's very, very old. The white marble is so white and bright and perfect. It is smooth, beautifully carved, as are the pedestals that hold the texts. There are 12 of them in a straight row, going from left to right. The oldest texts are on the left, newer ones are on the right. Dear texts, I wonder if you can share your wisdom with me, or give me any insight about where we are going in evolution at this time. These texts hold the information of all the major leaps in evolution in the past. Again, the oldest and earliest steps of evolution, or leaps of evolution, are on the left. The newer ones are on the right. And yes, we are coming into a big leap of evolution, the broadening of our minds. And here Sandy was taking very deep gasps and taking in breaths, and she is shocked at the expanse that is just blowing through her heart. So on the tape, you know, you can hear Sandy crying and emoting. An expanse that takes in the whole world and the whole universe. An expansion of awareness beyond the self. This is the time. This is what we will experience in this next leap, moving out of the tiny self to the broader expanse of all that is. Concern for that, love for that, interaction with that, responsibility for that. Again, Sandy breaks down a bit into deep emotions. The sense of responsibility is overwhelming. It is almost more than I can bear to feel responsible for the entire universe. We are teeny tiny in that, yet our entire universe appears to be at stake. It is a huge responsibility to care about and for this universe. I had felt coming into this journey that there may be some worldwide concerns, and there definitely are. But the world has become small in the last few months. It feels as though the world has become smaller and smaller as we have become more and more aware of what's going on all around the world. We are all impacted in the same way, so that makes our world seem smaller. It leaves us with the opening to expand beyond that into the greater universe at large, to be responsible for all that is. That is our role. She pauses here and takes a deep breath to relax. I've had to disengage from that experience. That is just too overwhelming. But I do wish to conduct my life in a better way, so as to be supportive of not just my holdings, but everything on the face of the earth and in the universe. I'm getting the sense that support will come from positivity and openness, inviting in all that is good, sending out good intentions to the universe, and apologizing to life everywhere about our negative roles thus far, doing what we can to raise the level of awareness, the level of energy to send those vibrations out, emanating out from our earth for as far as it will go in the ethers. The good intentions, positive vibrations, opening of the mind, opening of the heart, opening to that which serves all that is, leads us to have that deeper connection and impact. It is my understanding that this next step or leap of evolution is that which includes the other dimensions. We have been working toward this for a number of years, and of course, it won't happen overnight. The purpose of this worldwide problem at this time in our history is to wake us up, to realize what is most important as we look at the possibility that this could be our last years on this earth. It doesn't have to be that way, but it will be that way if we do not move beyond our current state. As I have come to understand, not everyone will make the leap, and not everyone can. Dear texts, I come back to you. I have been out in the ethers looking at the enormity of the situation. May I understand anything more from your writings? Is there anything else you can share with me about my role or things that will help other people? I'm seeing waves, like sound waves, or ripples in the water, moving out from each of us. That also brings great emotion to me, realizing the responsibility each of us has to put out those waves of alternative thinking, of acceptance, of love, of looking for the best instead of the worst. That is an evolution. Because our habit of looking at the worst is a de evolution. It has taken us backwards and has not been good. I am shown that over all the traumatic times in history, in the long ago Far East, in our more recent history, in the United States, there are changes, big changes. Some people move forward and many people move backwards. There is no way to avoid that. So that leads me to believe that what this information is saying is that when you are open without restriction, you can have more impact than when you are closed and controlling. When you rule with curiosity versus fear, rule with love versus ruling with anger, you will evolve. Fear and anger are emotions of the past. To move into the future, the more expanded state requires love, openness, and curiosity. I believe this temple represents a school of learning where we learn to open our hearts and minds to the greater expanse of the universe, the greater expanse of the psyche, the greater expanse of the spirit and the soul. We are learning, I guess that's why we are here on this planet. We came here to learn. We've learned some terrible things, and we've learned some wonderful things. Out of each terrible thing, a wonderful new growth can occur. We are in a terrible situation right now, and the only survival will be the good things that come out of this. Some of us are getting it. In fact, many of us are getting it. We have seen evidence of that. The opening is there. People are moving through with optimistic responses and addressing of the situation. We are at a critical time, and it will be noted in these texts. Our actions will be added in the last book, the latest edition of these 12 amazing books that are so very old. I don't know why I'm so emotional in front of these texts, but I have tears flowing down my face in ordinary reality, because they are so profound to be in front of and experience, and to open to the huge expanse of the universe at large is quite the experience. It is so overwhelming, but I'm so excited about the possibilities. We may not know what those possibilities will be until we come to them, but I hope to be open to them. Oh, dear texts, thank you for sharing this wisdom with me. I'm so grateful. I sense that it's time for me to head back now. I have enjoyed being in your presence to experience this learning. Thank you. I bow to them and I back down the steps of this marble structure. I leave the books behind and I feel a sadness as I go. I get back upon Buffalo and I wave to the books. We head out into the universe, into the grayness, that comforting grayness of nothingness. It feels good. It feels light. And it also feels grounding. I'm able to get better control over my emotions before heading back. Down we go, in, through the stars, back to the lower world, landing in the prairie, walking across toward the lava tube. We arrive and I dismount from Buffalo. I hug him and thank him so much. Thank you, dear Buffalo. Thank you for this wonderful, wonderful journey. I hope that I can remember these teachings for a long time to come. You are so precious to me. I thank you again. And Sandy notes, I took a journey to see if I could learn more about evolution. And I was shown some amazing texts and given a perspective of what is to come and what is possible. It was a very good journey, thank you. This particular journey was much more emotional than most, seeing these amazing and ancient sacred books touched me to my core, realizing the depth of responsibility we owe to our universe was overwhelmingly huge as it expanded my mind way beyond my normal scope. I'm humbled by the experience. Thank you, Sandy, for sharing this with us. It's really a privilege. And thank you, dear listener. I hope you received something from this reading. Bye-bye.